time once again for one of those moments of science that we like to call Never Thought to Ask. Our Never Thought to Ask question for the day is, why is the Earth round?
Why is the Earth round? I never thought to ask that.
Of course not.
It just seems to be one of those things. The sun is round, the moon is round, the Earth is round. What else would it be?
Why not a cube?
A cube? No, that's silly.
Is it? Why?
Because really big things like to be round for some reason.
Exactly right. And that reason is gravity.
Gravity?
Think of it this way. Suppose the Earth were a cube, then some points on its surface would be farther away from the center than others. The corners, for example, would be much farther out than the rest.
I think I see where you're going. Since gravity works equally on everything, there would be a tendency to pull those uneven places down. The surface would even itself out.
Right. And the only geometrical object in which every point on the surface is the same distance from the center is...
a sphere. But wait a minute. I've seen pictures of asteroids that have all sorts of crazy shapes. Why aren't they round?
Only because they aren't big enough for gravity to be a determining factor. If that asteroid were to suddenly become as big as a moon, it would indeed rearrange itself gradually into a sphere.
Well, I never.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Chuck Horowitz in physics. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. That address again, amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.